We're just seconds away from a delightful interview with the president and publisher of Schneps Media of Brooklyn, New York. We met Victoria at the New York Press Association's annual gathering in Albany, and frankly, we were blown away with all she does, from overseeing 32 newspapers, 28 magazines, 17 websites, and 38 annual events, and she's not done. Recently, Victoria started podcasting, and you're going to plots when you find out who her first guest was. Victoria Schneps Yunus next on the Business News Hour. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of Orion HR. The studies say when you outsource your human resource functions, your business or your nonprofit grow faster. Learn more by going to AurionHR.com.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of AARP Iowa. Real possibilities for people of every age. AARP Iowa and Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets, trusted by owners. CountryVetNaturals.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. We are in Albany, New York for the New York Press Association's spring event. And, you know, throughout the week here, I've been able to talk to a great many of these individuals who are cutting edge when it comes to communicating in their neighborhoods. Now, we're not talking about the New York Times or we're not talking about the Post. We're talking about these community papers that are making a difference in people's lives every single day. And with me from Schneps Media is Victoria Schneps Yunus. And Victoria has an interesting story, and we're going to get into that right now. Victoria.
Hello.
Welcome to the Business News Hour.
Delighted to be here with you.
So I just did a presentation, and we were talking about podcasting and making a difference with your not only your employees, but also your advertisers. And you and I had already a half an hour conversation about all that stuff. Tell us about Schneps Media. What are you doing, and who are you?
So I must share with you that I started with a dream and a prayer of serving my community in 1985 with one newspaper. And I had a partner who was a daily newsman who took a buyout, and he was a journalist. My master's degree was in teaching, but I had a passion to want to make a difference in my community.
And from that one single newspaper, what happened?
Well, we grew organically. People came to us and said, would you have a paper in my neighborhood? Would you open a paper in my neighborhood? And the neighborhood was Queens County. And Queens County does have 2.2 million people. So there are a lot of neighborhoods that I could serve, and we did. And then I was blessed to have my son join the company.
Nice.
And we were together where he started working for one of my other newspapers. And after about a year and a half, he came up to my main office and joined the paper and then kept his eye out and had an offer to buy some papers in Brooklyn. And I said, what do we need papers in Brooklyn? We've got so many here in Queens. El Correo, a Spanish paper, this community paper, that community paper, Queens Courier. And he said, Mom, you know, it sounds like it's a good offer, but I said, I don't need it. What neighborhood? He says, it's Bay Ridge. I said, Bay Ridge.
It's a good neighborhood?
A wonderful neighborhood that I wanted to live in when I got married, but it didn't have the subway to my parents' house. So I couldn't
move to
that neighborhood. But I always knew it to be a very fine quality neighborhood. So we negotiated and we bought the papers down in Brooklyn. And so I then went back to my roots and I always felt, Mom, Dad, I'm back. I came home. And, of course, I love the people that we work with in Brooklyn and the community leaders and the people that make a difference.
How many papers do you have now, Victoria?
Well, it's grown. We just bought another media company. So we have 75 newspapers and websites in Long Island, in English and Spanish. We own the Long Island Press. In Brooklyn, we own 7 newspapers. In Queens, we own 8-9 papers. In Manhattan, we own 5 papers. In the Bronx, we own 4 papers. And in Westchester and through the city, Family Magazine.
There
you
go.
So we're covering the region.
One of the things that we hear, Victoria, all the time is that print is dying. It's not any longer relevant. Nobody reads the newspapers. Nobody advertises in the newspapers. But yet, Schneps Media continues to grow and expand. What's the secret sauce?
I like to quote Mark Twain. He said it best, the rumors of my demise are greatly exaggerated, and I believe that's true with us. people still want to hold something. Our papers come into their home for a week, and they read it little by little. They read about their children, about their neighborhood. We give them information that they need. But that doesn't mean that we also don't come to them on the mobile phone with our daily news bites. We do a daily, we're daily online. And of course, we have every paper has a website.
I hope people are listening to what you're having to say. When you say that you're on their phone, how are you getting that message out to people? Are they subscribers already, or are you trying to build your subscription through social media or anything like that?
Well, every reporter is on Twitter, is on Facebook, is nice. On every social platform. So then when they do a story, it goes on to every platform, including ours. And so over the years, for instance, now QNS.com, which is our Queens media, we last month had 898,000 page views.
Get out of town.
So we have been taken very seriously. And so we're able to reach people because we give them bites of news that they want to know.
Right. And it's localized.
Everything is
okay,
local.
So one of the things, the dailies. Let's talk about the dailies for just a minute. Everybody's suffering. Maybe not so much the Times, maybe not so much the Post. I mean, they got a lot of money. They got a lot of success. They're doing breaking news constantly for all kinds of people. It is across all kinds of digital platforms. But you get outside of maybe the top tier of half a dozen papers in the United States, it falls off pretty quickly. I'm from Des Moines, Iowa. I can tell you the newspaper that Iowa depended on is no longer so dependent. I mean, so what is it that the sticking power of these weekly neighborhood magazines or newspapers?
We have both.
What's the sticking power? The localization?
I think I call myself the pothole newspaper.
Yeah.
Something as small as a pothole is what I must cover. And we don't suffer from fake news because people trust us. They know us.
Well,
We're them.
If they see Shmuley on the front page, they know it's not fake news because he's already there, right? Yeah. We're talking with Victoria Schneps Jonas.
Eunice.
And we're talking about her media empire, Schneps Media, in New York. What do you think about this association?
The New York Press Association. Well, you have to understand that I'm a teacher by profession.
Yes.
So I believe you've got to constantly be learning. So for me to come here and meet you, Michael, and to pick up kernels of knowledge, I have run my company with the belief that if you don't grow, you die. And so for me to be here is to grow my knowledge and relationships with some other publishers who we can share ideas with, even though some of us are, you know, dead on competitors.
I'm sure. Well, you know, even in this realm, there's a lot of people that are in New York. I mean, come on. You know, we have 3 million people in all of Iowa. Yeah, that's the entire state, for crying out loud. You guys, I don't know how many millions of people there are in New York, but it's a bunch, and the city never sleeps. And so there's a real hunger, I think, for news. But
local.
Local.
Local. Local.
There you go.
Local. It's like you've got to keep it local. It's not complicated.
So
thank God the big guys don't get it.
They don't get it.
I'm grateful. I'm grateful.
They don't get it. How are you getting, other than the piece of paper, other than the physical being of this paper, and Twitter, are you using other social media forms?
You name the social media
form,
we're there.
You're there.
So we believe that the platforms are endless as long as you deliver the news. That's what we're about. Content is king.
All right. So how do you monetize that?
So we monetize it, blessedly, by having people who advertise in print and online, and we also do events, and our events is tremendously popular. We do this women's event called The Power Women. I just started a podcast.
I know. I wanted to get to that because that is the other thing that I think is so cool. You told me that you just started a podcast, and it's about women and success. So tell us about that.
So I believe that there are some extraordinary women out there who've achieved great success, and we recognize them with our power events, Power Women events. And so I had the idea of why not bring them into a podcast to get people to know about their secrets to success. And that's the thrust of the 15-minute interview.
Just 15 minutes, very localized, talking about women who are in your sphere, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Some folks might be able to recognize the guest of your first podcast, which was?
Judge Judy.
Yeah.
My Brooklyn girl.
And so she granted you the interview for your podcast.
We are delighted to have Judy as my first interview on the podcast. But she and I go back forever. And so I understood where she came from and how she had this self-esteem to achieve the success she has had.
Is it too early to talk about Manhattan?
Manhattan is one of our latest acquisitions. And in Manhattan, we own The Villager. We just got first place award here this week. I mean, we're delighted the quality of our journalists. So Manhattan is a special being, and we've created a wow award called Women of Wall Street.
Very nice. So it is more than just putting out the paper. It's about being in tune with your communities and being responsive for what the reader wants and needs.
And involved. Yeah, you know, involved. I serve on the Queens Museum Board. I serve on the board of Life's Work for Children with Disabilities. My son sits on a board with the local college in Brooklyn. We get involved.
And so your secret is something that could be passed on to other publishers and owners of media. And I think perhaps no matter where they're at, if they're in Carroll, Iowa, Doug Burns, my good friend up there with the Carrollton newspaper, or in Des Moines with City View and our good friend Shane Goodman, any of those folks could learn something if they're also doing what you're doing, and that's connectivity and being passionate. Talk to me in closing now about your passion for the job that you started this a long time ago.
That's not so long ago.
It's 85, it's a couple of years ago.
But, I think it's energizing meeting and being with extraordinary people. And we work with people from all the communities. We have a Spanish language paper that I started from scratch because I recognized the power of the Hispanic communities. And I've met such extraordinary people. Then we own Caribbean Life, and those folks are superb, and we have a huge community. Then we have Gay City News, and then we just put an award, Gay City Image Awards. We had so much fun. What is a better life than mine?
There you go. And you do it every day. I understand from your staff that you are known to text them at all hours of the day and night.
Well, that's my weakness.
Yeah. You got to have passion in this business, ladies and gentlemen, and clearly Victoria does. Thank you so much for spending some time with us.
Thank you. Loving meeting you, Michael. Thank you.
Judge Judy. Can you believe it? Victoria Schneps Eunice from Schneps Media. We will have links to Schneps Media up on our radio blog so you can get a firsthand look at this dynamite woman that just keeps on creating. Don't go away. There's more to come on this edition of the Business News Hour.